This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Good Saturday to you. I'm here until BC, Notre Dame, pregame 3 p.m. So for the next couple hours, we'll get the Patriots and their matchup with the Falcons tomorrow, as well as some things that are developing in the NFL that I've kind of noticed. Well, Celtics, the World Series, a lot's going on. But you just heard Mike Vrabel discussing tomorrow's game. And while each week is an important game, right, if you listen just a week ago, it was like, okay, this is what's important about like this Cleveland game. Don't be asleep at the wheel. Yeah. Cleveland just turned out to just not be comparable in competition. Let's just call it what it is. They had a stagnant offense. They're wondering if Dillon Gabriel is even their answer there. After that first drive, I knew it was over for Cleveland. This Atlanta game could be worse than what we saw from Cleveland. Like, if you thought Cleveland's offense was bad, you should see how bad the offense is for Atlanta. Now, if you take out Bijan Robinson Jr., you're looking at something even worse than you've seen from the Patriots in the last couple of years. The dependency on Kyle Pitts, Drake London dealing with a hip injury. He's expected to go, but he's been in and out. Michael Penix was out last week with a, quote, knee. Now he's back, even though he was a full participant with same knee this week, because Kirk Cousins looked so damn bad last week. You have to be careful of teams that are going through an identity crisis and who are kind of a corner dog, if you will. If the Falcons lose tomorrow, they may be looking at being a 3 full games behind Tampa. Oh, by the way, the team that the Patriots play next week. So that's what makes the Falcons very dangerous in the sense of, lose tomorrow, you can make a clear argument that they're not going to catch Tampa. Tampa's got a couple of tough games down the road, but Atlanta doesn't necessarily scream, ooh, they could turn it around. So this is one of those situations where you're like, be careful. This is the same team that did beat Buffalo, but you don't feel like this team is at the quality level of the Patriots, despite them beating Buffalo right after the Patriots beat Buffalo. 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. We got, would you rather, more likely to, either or, how high, Tom Carroll's going to come hang out next hour. So it's a full couple of hours. And I got to be honest, Thomas Christofilli, thank you so much for being here producing. I ate too much candy yesterday. Like, so this is the whole thing with the Halloween. I don't believe in giving out candy because most of the time in my life, we've ended up with more candy than kids coming. And if I went and bought all this candy yesterday, I would have been right again. More candy than kids coming. So I figure, you know what? It's just me. Much easier to just keep the light off, the porch light off, and just go by the house, right? Like, if there's somebody who doesn't think about the ratio of candy, because now I got all this candy. I eat all my kids' candy. That's what happened. Like, at school, they give all this candy. My daughter came by. She had candy. I ate all the candy. So maybe I'm coming down from a sugar high, and that's what's happening right now. But yeah. It's not a sugar high, though, with what the Patriots are doing on the field. And what they did off the field this week is indicative, I believe, of what's to come next. See, when Kyle Duggar was traded off to Pittsburgh for like a seventh rounder, that's like, what do you, is there a long snapper you're eyeing with that seventh rounder? And then, of course, you've also let Keon White go to San Francisco, which now seems to be the wayward home for unsuccessful Patriot boys. You don't really get much in return unless you're getting those picks to turn into a player. See, the other big story this weekend is the Bills against the Chiefs in the 420 slot. So let's just say the Patriots win this game against Atlanta tomorrow, but the Bills lose the game against Kansas City, which right now I think Kansas City is the hottest experienced team in the league. I mean, the Patriots are, they're a hot team. I still don't even buy. I mean, the Colts could go everything in one, and there's still a part of me that believes, yeah, whoever plays them in the first round potentially could still beat the Colts, right? Because you just don't know. But if the Bills lose to the Chiefs, now they're a full game behind the Patriots. And are one game behind them in the head-to-head with still one more head-to-head to go. The Bills may be trying to make a move based on tomorrow's events. I think the Patriots are thinking the same way too. This is why you get rid of Duggar and you get rid of Keon White and you don't see a player come back just yet. So here in about 10 minutes, I'll tell you who some of the targets are, but I believe this is what really this weekend's two games are about. If Buffalo believes that, let's say Buffalo beats Kansas City at home, there probably is a feeling of, okay, we know what we're looking at down the line and what we have is enough. With the Patriots, what's the most beneficial has been the schedule. Let's just call it what it is. When you've been this bad, historically over the last couple of years, you're going to get a favorable schedule. But if you start to outperform that schedule, which the Patriots have done, it's going to get tougher from here. So it's going to be incumbent, I think, for the Patriots to start making their moves for the future now than trying to wait through the offseason and not realizing that, hey, everybody else has a chance to build up. One of these other teams, like Baltimore, could end up with an easier schedule next year, or Cincinnati. You know, the AFC North may, because they've all been this kind of bunch of malcontents, it's just weird. You don't even feel like Pittsburgh is important. You feel like the AFC North is still in play. So those teams, which are already good on paper, may get more favorable schedules, affecting a team like the Patriots getting a tougher schedule, more primetime games, if you want to put it in perspective. The Bills have nine games start at 4:25 or later. The Patriots, 3. So the league is looking at the Patriots saying, okay, if there's a conversation about Drake May potentially being MVP, they're turning things around. Possibly by time they get to their bye, they may be the AFC East leading. They may be the leaders of the AFC East still. You're not going to get a favorable schedule, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll be able to go and catch up and get all the free agents that you feel that you could get. And the draft isn't going to be as pretty for you or position-wise where you'll be drafting, because you'll be a better team, right? These are just things that clearly make sense to a person who follows a little bit of sports. That's why I think getting rid of Kyle Duggar and Keon White this week is to set up some draft picks to package with other draft picks for a real player that you look for to stay longer. And also gets to the narrative of what it is for this team in the future. Or we look back at the day of saying, you know, when the team went and got this person, it helped them as they moved forward in seasons. One of them might be a backup quarterback, but I'll tell you what, 617-779-7937. We'll go to break here. We'll trend in, and I'll give you a list of names of who the Patriots might be looking at for that November 4th trade deadline. Right now, let's trend with Tom Crisafulli.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI. The Boston Celtics handed the 76ers their first loss last night in a thrilling 109-108 victory in which the Celtics scored just one singular point in the final 3 minutes and 10 seconds. They take on the Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock. The Bruins are looking to win 2 in a row as they take on the Carolina Hurricanes right now. Puck dropped moments ago. Score is currently 0-0 in the first period. The Patriots are set for the Week 9 matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. Ramondre Stevenson has already been ruled out for tomorrow's game with a toe injury, and Boston College looks to end their 7-game losing streak today. They take on the 5-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish with coverage starting at 3 o'clock right here on WEEI. And the best two words in all of sports, Game 7. The Dodgers managed to extend the series last night against the Toronto Blue Jays with a 3-1 win, forcing that Game 7 tonight. You'll be able to listen to that game right here on WEEI with coverage starting at 7, directly following the Boston College football game. I'm Tom Christofili, and that's just trending now on WEEI, WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.com.
KJ Show, WEEI, thank you so much for spending your Saturday here, 617-779-7937. That's Adam Schefter earlier this week on WEEI Afternoons discussing getting rid of Keon White, Kyle Duggar as well. And that's just exactly what I was talking about. You get rid of those guys to get someone real, and if that compensation means just something else, you're going to flip. Like, the term could be they got Duggar and Keon White got Josh Uche'd. All that promise, all that just to be gone for almost nothing. I mean, punters are now going higher than sixth and seventh round. I mean, like, really what you're thinking about in the sixth or seventh round is how do you get that to another team so that way they can free up cap space or room. I think that's where the Patriots are heading sooner than later. Again, What are you going to do with a sixth and seventh rounder? And what do you need right now? In the first break, if you missed it, the Odyssey app is free. You can replay it, rewind it. The Bills-Chiefs game is going to have a lot to do with what you see happen trade deadline November 4th, which is Tuesday, right? Because if the Bills lose to the Chiefs, and that's a real possibility, if they lose to the Chiefs at home, that is part of the narrative of forget about those 0-2 Chiefs that you saw at the beginning of the season. These guys are the most dangerous ones. Like, they're the ones you don't want to end up with the 5 or 6 seed. Hello, opening weekend. Chiefs are in town. Like, so the Bills know that losing that game may mean a rematch for themselves, potentially as them as the 5 seed. And let's just say, you know, if the Patriots don't win the AFC East by chance, I think the Patriots still have a better chance to do so, that they may be in at one of those spots where you're going to be seeing the Chiefs again later on and not have any new ammunition. Meanwhile, back at Patriots headquarters, you're probably thinking, if the Bills lose to the Chiefs and we beat Atlanta, it kind of gives you like this baseball kind of game and a half lead type deal, even though you'll be up one game, but you'll be up another kind of half game because you beat them head to head in case of any tie. And of course, you've got the rematch, you know, right there after the bye in December. Patriots probably should make some type of move come Tuesday. I'm thinking on the defensive side of the ball. Now, tomorrow, if the Patriots kind of struggle to get to Michael Penix, a team that's only scored 120 points all season, got shut out by the Panthers, the same Panthers that gave up 40 to the Bills, 43 to the Patriots. Like, these Atlanta Falcons got shut out by those same Panthers. Now, I know styles make fights, every team is different and so forth, but you feel like, okay, this Patriots team offers more dynamically offensively, which is just mind-boggling to say over the last couple of years, than Atlanta does, for sure. And so if you're the Patriots, you're thinking, okay, if we even allow these slow starts to happen, you can't continue to allow those to happen. If the defense is giving up opening drives, like that was kind of embarrassing last week, to see Cleveland and its poor offense just go right down the field. You're like, wake up. The thing that kept jumping out at me was not only Myles Garrett in my sleep, as probably as anybody would, but like, gosh, what would happen if there was a person that just disrupted that offensive line just a little bit more for the Patriots, and what does that look like? So here's some names I'm going to throw out that the Patriots could consider and why I'd kind of like thumbs up or thumbs down. So let me start with Trey Hendrickson. And the reason why I say Trey Hendrickson is because
that boy is good.
Yeah, right. That's right. That boy is good. And what's happening in Cincinnati has consistently been bad, right? It's been
trash.
Management runs you one way, runs it another way, but then they'll go get Joe Flacco because now they figure something else is happening, but they still really haven't addressed the defense. Trey Hendrickson is working on a one-year deal. This is an opportunity where if you're the Patriots, you'll say, okay, could this be a sign, an acquire and extend, where you say, okay, now we got Trey Hendrickson, you've got Williams at the middle, you've got Barmore up the middle, and so now what you were hoping that Keon White could do on the edge is solved by someone who's already doing it. So Trey Hendrickson, to me, would be like ideal person number one. Well, Max Crosby would probably be one, but Max Crosby has expressed that he doesn't want to leave the Raiders. He just signed that extension. It's for like 3 years. But you have to know that the Raiders are not going to feed you very well there, Max Crosby. So Trey Hendrickson would be ideal. And if you've got these picks for Duggar and for Keon White, these are things that you can throw in with the Bengals. Because remember, the Bengals just spent all their money over the last couple of years between Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and they paid Joe Burrow. Right, so they really don't have that. They need bodies, and the way you get bodies is, I don't know, get a couple of 6th, 7th rounders from teams that don't even going to use those 6th, 7th rounders, and start bundling and packaging where you can get all these different picks, and maybe even move a couple of those into other areas where you can get bodies, because Cincinnati needs body on defense. Look, Alvin Kamara's name popped up. I'm going to come off of that. Here's why. After what you saw from Travion Henderson last week, it feels like Josh McDaniels has figured out what works for his style that exists in the playbook. So for those who hate the toss sweep for 5 yards to the left or right, turns out Travion Henderson can take it for more than 5 yards. So with Alvin Kamara, you would ask yourself, would you be spending good capital for eventual declining capital? Look, Alvin Kamara, you know, last year said he wants to be a Saint. He wants to retire there. But the body starts taking the hits. The quarterback starts getting changed out. You're wondering, you're like, gosh, I really wonder what it would be like to play like around January 20th. What does that feel like? So that's someone to consider as well. Here's one person that I think might be very realistic. And there's no telling what that may look like, how that happens. Do you do it inside the same division? It's possible. Bradley Chubb for the Miami Dolphins. Look, the Dolphins are just kind of a done deal. Bradley Chubb, he's got 2 years remaining on his deal. It's not guaranteed money. It gives you a presence of an edge rusher that you have. He does turn 30 next summer, but I'm not saying it. Hey, this is the guy that's going to carry you for the next 5 years, but for the next three, could he be a potential help? Sure. Because again, I think what the Patriots really have to look at is we may not be able to address everything we need to in free agency next year, but there are some things that we possibly can do this year that makes free agency next year a little bit easier. So Bradley Chubb is somebody that I would put on the radar. Another one that I hadn't thought about, but when it came across my attention, I was just like, you know what? It makes sense. You realize there's a log jam with edge rushers with the Giants? Chris Ofila, did you realize this? You forget about Kayvon Thibodeau, don't you?
Because they have Thibodeau. They've got Brian Carter, something out there.
Brian
as well.
Burns, yes, right? Burns. So and they all get consistent run, right? So if you figure like, hey, Thibodeau, who has flashed just tremendously at time, it would be ideal because he's still young. Look, I don't know if they're thinking that Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, and Thibodeau are all going to work. Somebody's going to be the guy out. Clearly, it's not going to be Abdul Carter. And then with Burns, he's kind of like their defensive leader. So maybe Thibodeau is someone that the Patriots take a look at. The Giants do need pieces on offense. They probably need some picks. What do you do? You've got 2 years with Jameis Winston. I think the deal for Russell Wilson is only a one-year deal. So that comes off your books. Now, while I would be open to getting another quarterback, if you've already dealt Tommy DeVito, I don't think you're going to be looking at Jameis Winston, even though DeVito really hasn't played in. But I do worry about what happens when a buzz comes from upstairs and says, hey, send Drake May to the blue tent. The team feels totally different. When it happened a couple weeks ago, I was just kind of like, oh, God, no. Please tell me we're not going to see what a game looks like where Drake May has to go out and things are starting to click. But someone like Kayvon Thibodeau would be appealing, very, very appealing in terms of what the Patriots could do now and can still address later. So if I had to say who would be ideal, one would be Trey Hendrickson. That would be number one. That's a situation where you know he's on a one-year deal. You can do a sign and extend. You know, you could sign and extend him, and this is going to be like your stud edge rusher. Right? No more having to figure out who is it going to be. Because again, all the lights about Keon White was, coming out of college, he could have been a first round guy, but because of some other things, some reason he dropped, and we all remember the face that he made. And even Fitzy was like, I hope this face turns into a highly motivated guy that's ready to sack everybody. That's not what happened, right? So the next that I would say probably after Hendrickson, I would say Thibodeau for sure. Then probably Bradley Chubb, right? Bradley Chubb behind Thibodeau because he's older. There have been injuries. Thibodeau, you still have a fresh engine. Maybe you can sell on some of the excitement that's going on here in New England, because what has been the selling point to come to New England over the last few years? There hasn't been one, and there hasn't been players coming here. Really, like the highest quality free agent that's come here pre-Drake May has been Hunter Henry. So that's the other shoe that I think probably could drop November 4th. And what's kind of a good sign is, okay, let's say Thibodeau is that person that the Patriots have an eye on. You've already talked to the Giants. You were able to do the deal with DeVito. So you kind of have an idea of what they're looking for, probably on their bigger picture of things. And if you can offer something bigger picture, great. you're dealing with someone who's out of the conference. You don't have to worry about someone back, you know, something coming back to bite you. If you're Cincinnati, you might say, well, why would we trade to you somebody, you know, when we're about to play you here in a couple of weeks? And and Cincinnati still really has a chance to win the AFC North. So, Kayvon Thibodeau, do you like the deductive reasoning there, Chris Willie?
It makes sense. He's young on a team that's not very good. They just they've lost their two most exciting players all season are down to injury. Why not stockpile draft picks for the Giants?
Right. And because again, either you're going to, usually the way the NFL is set up is you go with a youth movement and you hope they all grow together, or you kind of do a mix and match of. I think the Patriots are going to be better off with a mix and match of, because that's what you're seeing right now. Williams coming over from Philadelphia, some other guys that have played with Vrabel before have kind of helped make a little bit of a mark on this team, right? So I don't want to see a bunch of draft picks trying to wait for them to hope out, because now you're starting to see the joke memes about how would you rate this Patriots draft? Because when you think about it, a lot of the guys who were picked in the first couple of rounds here over the last couple of years, who's left outside of Drake May, Ramondre Stevenson? Is there anybody else left that went like first or second round with the Patriots here over the last couple of years? Look, Cole Strange is gone. Tyquan Thornton's gone. This is where you probably make the move. If you're like, hey, Thibodeau, if you want to go younger and believe you can get the effect, I think you could under a Vrabel system. I think he would probably perform very well. We know Trey Hendrickson will perform very well. But at the same time, would the price potentially be too high for Hendrickson? And let's say there's no commitment for him to sign longer, then maybe that holds you off. Where with Thibodeau, at least there's still a little bit of control. I think maybe he has one or two more years before his rookie deal is up, if I'm correct. So you've got these situations here where if Kansas City beats Buffalo, Buffalo's going to be desperate to make a move and whatever their glaring problem is. Now, I think their problem is they do need help with receiving. Like, if you don't think they miss Stephon Diggs, you kind of see it a little bit now. That's going to be a bigger splash that they would have to make. But if I'm the Patriots, you're like, okay, what does the playoff layout potentially look at as you step into it? Daniel Jones, mobile quarterback. Patrick Mahomes, mobile. Josh Allen, mobile. What's your guy in what's my guy's name out there in the Chargers? Herbert has mobility. So you're going to need somebody who's going to be able to force these guys out of comfortability, right? Like, if you can collapse a pocket and know that these guys are going to run, it's usually when they don't want to run. So you're going to need something that's really going to have to get after guys, collapse things. I'm just not really seeing it too much. You started to see it against Cleveland, but Cleveland has an offensive line that's pretty bad. The quarterback play is not good. The quarterback situation there is not good. You know, like, think about it. They traded their best quarterback in Joe Flacco to their in-state rivals. So clearly, Cleveland not a serious franchise right now. But who the Patriots would face potentially in whatever playoff scenario, even if the Patriots find themselves in a 5-6 position, right? That five, let's just say they're in the 5-4 game. That 5-4 game very well could be against Baltimore, right? Baltimore maybe? Cincinnati potentially? Pittsburgh? So I think there has to be kind of a little bit of a movement of, can this team make a splash after tomorrow's game? This is not to look ahead of the Falcons game. This is to realize that, hey, while you have this easy schedule, I think it's the 31st or 32nd easiest schedule in the league, you know that Buffalo still has, they play the Chiefs, they still have the Eagles on their schedule. The Patriots game is now a must. I mean, it could decide a whole lot of things, and that Eagles game that the Bills have towards the end of the year, the Eagles may find themselves playing for a position in terms of seeding, so that game might still be important, where Buffalo may be fighting for division. So this is why I say the Patriots need to make some type of splash for the trade deadline on Tuesday because, one, you're not going to get a schedule this easy again next year, no matter how the rest of the season finishes. You'll be like, you know, these guys, this Drake May, this is a featureable guy. And then, two, this is going to help address possibly what you're going to have to address in the future, right? Because let's say the season was over right now, the Patriots did pretty well, this, that, and the third. The conversation most likely would lean towards the Patriots need to probably increase the receiver talent just a little, and they need to get a definitive pass rush coming off of the line. 617-779-7937, text line 617-779-7937. That's how you will get to your text here in about 10 minutes as well. Plus, would you rather, more likely to, either or. Have you been keeping up, Thomas, with this debate between people who are complaining about ESPN and Disney being removed from YouTube? Are you a YouTube TV person?
So I do have YouTube TV. So I just think it's, again, the consumer at every end is going to get the short end of the stick, no matter what.
So I mentioned this only because before I got into radio, I worked in broadcast television. And so, without saying how many years ago, Reagan was president. No, I'm totally kidding. People started complaining about, to their cable companies, started complaining about the carriage fees. Hey, why am I paying all this money when I don't watch sports like that? And I don't watch Disney. I don't have kids watching Disney like that, and I'm paying for it. I don't watch sports. And ironically, at that time, who owned the sports channels and Disney were two different people. Now it's one person. And what I was saying at the time, Thomas, and those who are going through this strife of like, why can't these guys get along? Is because it's always been designed to get you back to home base. Okay, which is, we want you to pay for the packages. There are no a la cartes. Because I said at the time, if they did a la carte, don't be surprised if standalone channels were going to cost you $40 and $50. We're almost there, are we not, Thomas?
So, God bless Paul Cusafili, who pays the bill still, my father. I'm not familiar with what the pay is.
Okay, so the ESPN app is somewhere in the $30, but we'll just come it back to YouTube television. Now, I'm not saying I have a bone to pick with any of these people, because at the end of the day, it's all about choice. But what we knew in the broadcast television side was like, oh, wow, there is going to come a time where people are going to pay for the second generation of a signal, right? So I laugh sometimes when I hear people say, hey, I'm watching a stream and it's not cool because I can see the results happening on my phone, but the stream, it's already happening. It's just like, wow, people should not get out loud with technology. I'm going to give you a little secret. It's the feed from the television cable station. Like that's what your stream is, right? The stream are not separate sets of cameras giving you the games. It's not a separate set of them. Now, they may have a specialty camera there, but they don't have a separate camera system there. It's just a matter of, okay, whoever's taping the game, whoever has the contract for that game, gets to then send this stuff off to these other streamers and what have you. So that's why you get really a second generation of the prime. You don't get the very first thing. And then there's a delay. Thomas can even tell you about, if I say the wrong thing, there's a button you push, right? And it just completely wipes out all those bad words that I said. And that's because of Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl. You know that, right, Thomas?
I do know that one. That one was taught in class. And fun fact for the listeners, I dump KJ at least once an hour.
Yeah. No, that's not true, because Ken would be calling me twice after each show asking why did he get an email about the station being dumped and what did I say.
He would hear it too on the air.
Yeah, he would hear it. He would hear what was dumped and then ask me why I said what was dumped. Now, most of the stuff that I say is dumpable, but they're not curse words or not things that would go afoul. And if Thomas doesn't press that button, everybody who hears this show could potentially get fined, right? That's how it works, right, Thomas?
It's, and right. Legally, yes, took a legal class.
Legally.
Theoretically, yes.
Theoretically, right. So that's why you don't have something separate feeding you the games than what people are getting on television. And what you're getting is what they send from the, what they call an ENG truck, engineering truck, to send out for the stream that you see in these now kind of accelerated payment systems outside of a basic system. Now, I don't know if you know this now, but cable now gives a lot of these apps for free as part of your subscription, because this is where we saw that this was coming back. It was going to kind of bring to heel the many people. So, I don't, Thomas, you say you don't know this, but I do know this.
Yeah, so, you like pay $35 a month and you get, you know, ABC, but you get D&E for free, but it's like you're paying for that anyways. It's not
right,
free.
Right. So it's you're not getting anything separate or exclusive than what everybody else is being sent. I meant to say that also to say that you're probably like, okay, well, I now need like internet. Like one of the small things people don't look at is like how much how your bandwidth can get squeezed if like you're a heavy user. Like if you know people that like heavy game or try and run Bitcoin out of their house or something, I'm totally kidding. But you know, there are caps, you know, I hate to get on this. There are caps that you usually have before they slow down your service, down throttle you, if you will. I'm not saying who they are. I'm just saying they can do this, right? They'll tell you, hey, up to about 250 gigs of downloadable stuff comes your way. And then after that, we have the right to kind of slow it down. Well, I think that's what a lot of streamers are kind of like, gosh, well, now I got to find internet that's going to be fast enough for it. So now you got people kind of hamster, you know, kind of playing whack-a-mole of how do I move to these different things. So when I've talked to friends who were telling me like, you know, look, I got YouTube TV. It's really great. I get everything. And it's only $35 a month. I was like, what, today? Like, is that a thing? Because that's not what the ultimate goal was going to be. So now, you know, you can't see ABC, ESPN, Disney things on YouTube as of me going there. Things could change while I'm sitting here talking. But, you know, yeah, people up in arms and like get it together and everything like that is just like they're just looking at you and they're like, you enjoying the stream off of the regular broadcast programming that you're paying for? It's tough. And I get it. I don't want to make the consumer feel like, you know, like, gosh, man, I'm getting screwed every which way. I'm just telling you at the genesis of this, where at first they kind of fought the consumer on this, like, now this is what you're going to do. Then they realized, because keep in mind, there was no such thing as an app back then. There was no such thing. But once something became an app, you know, like, wait a minute. You know, all these people who have been screaming this a la carte, we can hit them up with an app. Stream the same stuff at no additional cost. Delay it, right? Because what we're getting, just the same way as I'm talking to you right now, there is a slight delay just to make sure I don't say the wrong thing. Same thing with television. There's going to be just a slight delay just in case someone doesn't pull another Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake on your television screen. There's a delay. So when people are like, how am I seeing this on the phone and it's beating me on television? You know, Thomas, I'll share this, and I probably shouldn't share this as a person who's newly getting into the industry. And I got to this industry, people asked me, like, what can you do with that? You can't make a living off of that. And generally, they were right. They were like, you see how poor I am? But I never thought there would come a time where media, communications, sports, all this would be kind of like frontal lobe of the American thought. I never thought, if you said 30 years ago, man, sports is going to be so big, everybody's into it. There'll be somebody tell you, be like, not bigger than music. Girls love music. I'll tell you right now, music ain't doing well right now. So I feel for the consumer because so many loud voices that did not understand how it worked created this movement of like, yeah, let's go do this. And now they're the ones that are standing at the top of Mount White screaming, no, this isn't fair. Meanwhile, should I probably tell you, like, you know, like the streaming cost, like through your cable company is like really cheap. Internet is now like a super cheap thing. Like they give you they'll give you television channels for free. So this is not an ad. Nobody has told me or to lean one way. Cause some people are getting on Stephen A. Smith for doing the video about like why people are losing ESPN and Disney products. And then they're like, he shouldn't be used. I'm like, he's an employee. How come I get that? I get it. Oh, we pay you $19 million a year. Sir, here's the copy for you. Before you leave, here's some copy for you to read on screen. I never thought it would become this big. All right, next. Would you rather more likely to either or here on the KJ Show on WEEI? Good Saturday to you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KJ Show, WEEI. I will not be going to see the Bruce Springsteen movie because where I grew up, it's like ingrained and ingrained in your life. It's like the Nebraska album, most of us would be like, yeah, that's when they were wondering, like, bro, are you moving back to Little Silver? Has it gone bad? It's been a long time since Rosalita there, buddy. No. Yeah, I you're not a Bruce Springsteen guy, are you, Thomas?
My mother is a huge fan of The Boss, so I know about Bruce Springsteen.
So then I will tell this story because your mom loves Bruce Springsteen, where for me, it's almost kind of like hearing someone doing a reference to Boston and showing photos of Foxborough and playing Aerosmith and feel like that's a real Bostonian way to get it across to America. It's like, and it's also like, have you seen these videos where people are just kind of overdoing the accent when you really know the accent really only happens with the older members of the family in smaller quarters, not as a general thing. You know what I'm talking about? You know, it's like,
yeah, where like the kids don't really inherit their parents' accent, right, but they want to.
Right. It's like, not to be the contrived thing, but I'm going to tell this story because your mom's going to love this story. So as a kid growing up on the Jersey Shore, see, I don't even pretend like I'm from here. I just love here. I've spent a lot of my time here. More of my adult professional years have been here. You know, so there are things that I know that most people would not understand. Like, I have to be a Boston soothsayer for some people. Is it really like that? It's like, bro, it's the greatest place to be when it's hot or freezing cold everywhere else, except for the freezing cold part. It might be a little colder. So when I was a kid, my dad, we lived maybe about 15, 20 minutes from this bar called the Stone Pony that's on the Jersey Shore, where all these stories of Springsteen originate from. So my dad has his younger brother come up from college when he's at the time. I'm a little kid at this time. And so they want to go hear live music. As you clearly can tell from my taste, it's widespread. So they're like, look, let's go further down the shore, go listen to some music. Springsteen and the E Street Band happened to be playing there that night, but at that time, it's nothing unusual. But what is kind of unusual is like my dad and his brother and his brother's best friend from college there to see Bruce Springsteen perform. So who comes running over after the show is over is the late Clarence Clemons, the saxophonist from the band. And so they get to talking because it's kind of like, you know, like one there, you're like, okay, two there, okay, three, they conspire. So they're all kind of having a conversation, and it turns out my dad is a lover of cars. Springsteen is a lover of cars. Clarence Clemons is a lover of cars. So he was just like, hey, man, we're working on cars all the time. My dad had a Mustang at the time. That was, to make a long story short, I don't find out till some years later that after that, my dad would catch up with Clarence Clemons and Bruce Springsteen under a hood, just hanging out under a hood. But my dad didn't realize who the guy was until like Glory Days and Born in the USA when it all hit MTV big time. He was just like, does that guy live in Rumson? I'm like, you're being funny, right? He's like, no, he looks like a guy I worked on a car with. Like we went, is that him? I was just like, yeah, right. So tell your mom that story right there.
Make sure to pass it along.
Pass it along.
Or I'll just have it replayed on the Odyssey app.
Well, yeah, there you go. So that's how you tease. All right. We're a minute away from Would You Rather, More Likely To, Either Or. Let's get to a couple of your text messages. Thomas, what you got?
Very important one I want to get to right away, KJ. 617 text. KJ, I need help. I have YouTube TV. Does that mean I won't have Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football is an ABC product. ABC is owned by Disney. So if Disney is telling you, and I haven't seen the messages, that none of their products and offerings are available through there, because remember, Monday Night Football actually emanates from ESPN and they put it on ABC. So that's what's a little bit different, because when Capital Cities Broadcasting used to own ABC years ago, those were like two separate entities, right? When ESPN was just that standalone by itself over there in what's that little town in Bristol where it used to, like I went to ESPN. The first time I ever went to ESPN had to be around like 1991 or 1992. My uncle was a sportscaster at TNH in New Haven at the time. And I think Pascal Perez had just gotten off of his suspension for the Braves, but was pitching some game, and we ran tape up to Bristol. We went to friendlies after that. It was nothing but woods, a building, and satellite dishes. I haven't been back there since. I have a cousin that works there. But I'm sure the environment has changed. So when it comes to like an ESPN-originated product, Monday Night Football is an ESPN-originated product, and they just happen to put it back on ABC. We'll get to more text later, but now it is time for... Yeah! I haven't done this in a while, but then again, would I rather more likely to either or?
You rather more likely to either or, I ask of you. Would you rather more likely to either or, I ask of you.
All right, three questions. Would you rather more likely to happen, and either or? They can be in anything, sports, life. Here we go.
All right, KJ, first one. Would you rather the Patriots make a huge trade before the trade deadline, or the Celtics get a big body to rebound?
Wow. You know, I have to give it to the Celtics, and I'll get to the Celtics here probably in 10 minutes. But I would like to see the Patriots make that big move right at the trade deadline. That's probably going to happen either Monday, Sunday night, or Monday into early Tuesday. Then the Celtics getting a big body to rebound, because you figure like the price has suddenly gone up on mediocre big body guys if the Celtics are calling, right? Because you know you need a team needs something. You're not going to just give it to them at the price that yesterday's price is not today's price. So I wouldn't want to see the Celtics get into a situation to overpay to get a big body to help rebound. But at the same time, what they've been doing here these last three games, I mean, they're one of the best. I think they're the second best team in the league in terms of a points total by their opponents. So I would say this, I would like to see the Patriots make that big deal by 4 o'clock Tuesday. Next.
More likely to happen, the Patriots get flexed twice before the season is over, or the Patriots lose more than two games before the season ends, or two more games before the season ends.
The Patriots to lose two more games, or to get flexed into two more games this year. Okay, so they only have three games this season that are after 4 p.m. They have no 4 p.m. games. So they've already done the Bills game. Then they've got the Jets game here in a couple of weeks, that Thursday night game, which almost feels like the, hey, remember football's on. And then they've got a Monday night game with the Giants. Where could they be flexed twice? It won't be Cincinnati. They've already determined that they weren't going to do it for the Bucs. The Bills, I think that's going to be a flex game Sunday, December 14th. But I don't know if the Ravens will be. They're not going to flex for the Jets or the Dolphins. So I think the Patriots are more likely to lose maybe only two more games this season, more so than they are to get flexed into two more games, which is absolutely crazy for a team that only has three primetime games this season and no 420 games as the national game. Last one.
Would either watch Jaylen Brown get Turkish hair plugs or watch Joy Taylor do an infomercial for a BBL.
Well, you know, I understand because Jaylen Brown has worn his hair high like the guy from Kid and Play who I've happened to meet over my time in this industry. And one of the things we talked about was how do you go from having the Kid and Play haircut to like a really low haircut? And the answer was it just started to fall out because you're carrying so much head on a hair. I don't know if I've got to either see him get Turkish hair plugs or watch Joy Taylor get a BBL. Oh, gosh, jeez. Talking about a pair that looks like the letter P.
It's doing an infomercial.
Oh, gosh. You know, like some things just don't work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.